Triple M, the North Coast. It is Strutty for Brekkie. Good morning, everybody. That's the way to get the day started, eh? A little blondie and call me. Good morning, everybody. How was your hump day Wednesday? I had a terrific day yesterday. I had a disastrous morning. We had half the computer that I work off here was not working. And anyway, we've got a helpline you ring. You wouldn't believe the number of what it is, but anyway. I ring the helpline. We've got some really good support people here in our network. Anyway, I got a bloke up out of bed. He's got a one-year-old and I think a three-year-old climbing over the back of him. He talks me through this. He goes, I think there's a cable that's out. Can you have a look? Well, I go under this desk here and at fair dinkum looks like a telegraph pole in Bali or Thailand. Can you imagine it? Anyway, after 9 o'clock, we got it fixed. We managed to get through the show by using some other studios and stuff like that. But it was very funny. But fair dinkum, is there a cable out? Is there a cable out? There's thousands of them. Anyway, we got through the day okay. Had a hit of golf with the great Donald Q. Barton Esquire and the great Alfie Noakes. And, well, we didn't score that well, but we had a good laugh and hit a couple of good shots. And it was just the most beautiful weather. It really was. We're all waiting for the big storms to hit. And virtually nothing happened. I mean, we got a little bit of shower activity, but from what they were telling us was going to happen, it sort of didn't arrive. 1.8 mils in Coffs, 0.4 in Kempsey, nothing in Port. And Taree, the best of it, 8.6 millimetres yesterday. But fired the Barbie up last night, cooked up a dirty big steak and some snags. So you've got the better half at the way at the moment. So it's red meat. Yes, nearly every night I've had it. I know I shouldn't do it, but come on. I'll sort this out by Friday when the boss gets home. There'll be a big clean up at home too, don't worry, as well. Now, weather for the coast today. Will cloudy, high chance of showers and storms. We've got large, powerful surf. We've got strong wind warnings current. It's going to go a bit pear-shaped apparently later today, but the radar pretty much looks okay at the moment. Making news today, of course, we are talking about the cyclone, Omar. Cyclone Omar may have weakened in intensity, but it still could cause havoc for Queenslanders, and no one can be sure when or where it will strike. So we'll keep an eye on that today as our weathermen work overtime to see just which way it's going to go. Is it going to go towards New Zealand? Is it going to come back in on the Queensland coast? We'll wait and see. Locally, of course, this awful story continues with the search resuming this morning for the two missing men. From the area of Shelley Beach in Port Macquarie. We have hundreds of people involved with this search, and for the families, dear, oh dear. Anyway, another day of searching today. Let's hope this can come to a conclusion for everyone involved. It's just so sad. Now, in sport, the NRL career of a 23-year-old promising prospect has been dashed after he was convicted of assault and sent to jail for 2 years. Miles Taweli had recently signed with the Brisbane Broncos on a 2-year contract and appeared to be on the cusp of making his NRL debut this year. Locally in sport, in golf, it's all happening in Bonneville today. The 72-hole Australian Ladies Classic tees off today with the world's best golfers on show. Now, on the show today, wow, we got a big one for you. And talk about music, haven't we got some giveaways today? Of course, the big one is Don't Go Faking My Part. And that is me murdering an Elton John song on the kazoo. Now, if you can tell me what it is, 2 tickets to see the great man. This is it. This is the final show, right? 3 years it's going to take him to go around the world and say goodbye. January 11, 2020, 2 tickets, Hope Estate, at the winery, You Beauty. They go up for grabs again this morning. Also, I've got Troy Cassidale on the show today. Troy's been a great mate of the shows for a long time. He's a terrific bloke. He's got his daughter with him on this tour. He's at the Country Club at Southwest Rocks tonight. I think Michelle rang through yesterday to say it's sold out. All right? Now, I have 2 double passes and the best of 2 CD set. of Troy's to give away today. We'll give that away after we chat with Troy about what we can expect this evening. Really looking forward to it. Also on the show today, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of one of our greatest runners, Ron Clark, born on this day. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Kelsey Grammer. We'll have a look at what's on the Mid-North Coast today, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. And, of course, after 6, Bluey Waters with all today's fishing news, and Hutto with beach and surf conditions after 6:30. That and more coming up.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
13 27 10 is our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past 5.
How green was my cactus? Ew. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
The manager's office, Cactus Island Bank, 10 a.m.
Yes?
Some customers to see you, Mr. Lee.
Excellent. I'm hungry.
Hello, my name is Justin. Justin Idiot?
And I'm his wife, Stella Idiot?
Ah, yes, the idiots, of course. Welcome back. How may I please you? I may help you.
Well, my mother has just died.
Oh, how sad. Is that an inheritance I smell?
Yes. She left my Justin $300,000 in cash and cats.
Cats?
Yes, two of them, Tiddles and Mittens. But cash converters say they're not worth anything, really.
No, we gave them away to Kevin down the road. He's got greyhounds, so he's obviously an animal lover.
How heartwarming. And the $300,000 in cash? May I touch it?
Oh, no, no. It's in our account, getting 1%.
Not for long.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you must invest it straight away. You idiots have heard of investment, haven't you?
Oh, sure have.
We watch Koshi on Sunrise.
Fantastic. I'm in luck. I mean, you're in luck. Look at this glossy brochure.
Gosh, where are my sunglasses?
Ooh, look, Golden Showers Investments, your passport to eternal wealth beyond your dreams.
Oh, sounds too good to be true.
How does it work?
Oh, it's over the heads of you idiots, but it's what we call pyramid technology. It's been around for thousands of years. It involves Ponzi's and commissions and subprime mega fees and things. You know, boring, boring, boring.
Oh, well, we'll let you worry about that.
It will be my pleasure.
Well, can we sign up now for Golden Showers?
Well, it depends. Do you all? Own a house?
Oh, yes.
No problem then. You can put that up as collateral.
Collateral for an investment?
It's just a technicality, a security thing. For your peace of mind, you know, bricks and mortar. You've heard Koshi mention bricks and mortar, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Sign here, Mr. and Mrs. Idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yes, Mr. Leach?
Fancy lobster for lunch, Miss Longpie?
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
How's all that rain you got yesterday?
Oh, hell yeah.
Not as scary.
I got home yesterday and I'm doing a bit of stuff outside and I'm thinking, geez, I've got a barbecue tonight. I might get in that real early and get that over and done with. Mushroom, got it all cooked, got the barbecue cover back on. Here comes the thunder. Oh, it's starting to come down. Nothing.
Yeah, that's right. I got about 15 drops. And see,
they were good big drops.
They were, but the better half's away at the moment, and I got the lecture before she left. Make sure you keep that back door shut, you know. Don't forget to, wardrobe there, to keep that little window shut. So I'm racing around. I got the washing in off the line and everything, you know. And I'm thinking, I'm ready. I'm right. Send it down. I haven't got anything open. And nothing.
Nothing. That's right. I was the same.
Anyway, we'll wait and see what today brings. I'm looking at the radar, and even at the radar at the moment, Bluey, look, there's a couple of dots near where you are. Virtually nothing around Kempsey, nothing around, just north of Coffs is something, but south of Crowdy, there's a lot of colour there. I'm talking about oranges and yellows. So there is quite a lot of rain there, but there's nothing where we are. However, looks like Cyclone Omar is going to hit the southern part of Queensland today, and huge swells, massive tides. They've got some dangerous surf warnings out for us on the mid-north coast. But further north, yeah, they're talking about it's being really dangerous, Bluey, with these big tides and big swells and big winds today.
Yes, it does look pretty nice up there. And I tell you what, we're going to get a little bit of it down here. But as you said, we've got this southerly blow, but our biggest major thing is just these big tides at the moment. It's just making it impossible to fish after lunch sort of thing. So our window of opportunity is only going to be in the morning. We'll go out the estuary, take a few prawns with us, and we'll just try for a brim or a blackfish. That's all we can do at this stage with these big tides.
Mm-hmm. Brim or blackfish, okey-dokey. Now, the weather zone site is predicting between 10 and 20 millimetres today, Bluey. Now, I nearly sent you a photo yesterday. There were a couple of water dragons out, so I think we live in hope today, Bluey.
Yes, we do. We could do with a good drop of rain. But as you say, we've got the southerly coming through, so it's going to be good for the fishers anyway, because it'll clean up the rivers, it'll bring the water temperature up a fraction, and it might just clear all this red weed away. So hopefully these southerlies will do good.
Yeah, all right. We'll have a look at that. Now, no clubs out this weekend?
Last weekend of the month, everyone's all done and dusted.
Okay, good stuff. All righty. Mm. I tell you what, I had a couple of the Sydney Swans in yesterday, Bluey. And, yeah, it was great. And I had to, they were young blokes, and he had like to do talks and that and training sessions at schools and all that type of stuff. And I brought up what happened last year. Now, Nick Blakely and Harry Reynolds were here. Last year I had Oliver Florent and Ben Ronk. Now, they were Nevilles at the start of last year. Seven games in, Ben Ronk kicks seven against my mob Hawthorne to win the game for the Swans, and now he's a permanent first grader. So I told these blokes, it's very lucky coming into the Triple M studios. You fellas might kick seven goals this year, you know, so in one game. So they had a bit of a giggle about that, but it was good to catch up with them. And, gee, that's not going to be far away either, the start of the AFL. But, you know, State of Origin never worked in the AFL because they're too worried about getting their players injured. That's how I feel about State of Origin too. I know they're great games, but really, you know, it's all about your club, I think, and if you get your best player injured. And they're pulling out in droves for this thing on Friday night, the shortened version of the game. It's like 2020 for AFL. Have you had a look at it, Bluey?
No, I haven't. No, this is news to me, so I think I'll have to have a look at that. Yes.
Well, anyway, they're pulling out in droves, Bluey. Blokes with sore arms and legs, migraine headaches, they're all, you know, the excuse to get out of it. Well, it's like the rugby league version of, you know, getting selected for City Country and they all pull out.
Yeah, well, you've got million-dollar players now. You've got to sort of look after them, haven't you?
Exactly right. Now, also, I'll put a photo up on the Triple M Instagram site. You know what we're talking about, Soka, about the big Bonneville golf tournament starting today. The best lady golfers in the world here for 4 days. I'm on, I think, the third hole yesterday, and I see this golf cart hurtling towards me. And I'm thinking, who's that? Anyway, out it steps. No shoes on his feet. The great Soka yesterday.
Oh, no.
He was.
On the golf course.
On the golf course. No shoes on. Now, I don't know where was the G up where he had to go back and put the shoes on, but there he was. He goes, Strawny, no, that's right. They let me on here. Here he was in his golf cart with no shoes on his feet. Unbelievable. Yeah. A beautiful Emerald Downs.
Were you impressed with his golf cart?
I was impressed with his golf cart. He's got all the toys, Soka, hasn't he?
Yes. He doesn't go without, that's for sure.
I was going to say, he couldn't do what I do and go to the treehouse. He's got no room for toys. He's got heaps of toys.
No, that's right.
I tell you what would be funny. If he could get an old outboard motor that wasn't working and just put it on the back of the golf cart, that way you'd know it was Soka, wouldn't you, eh?
That's right.
What do you reckon, Soka? Can we get an old outboard motor on the back of your golf cart?
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, anyway. I'll put that photo up on the Triple M Facebook site and bumping into Soka yesterday. It was a cultural highlight, I can tell you. Very funny. All right. Batten down the hatches today, Blue. Do you reckon you'll see anybody today?
Oh, I'm hoping to.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll still be a reasonable day. I think we'll get a good fish in this morning, and I think we'll get some quality brim. Don't worry about that.
All right. Okie dokie. There it is, the tip from the great man, the estuary for brim or blackfish on prawns. Let's get out and into it before the big tide hits around 11 o'clock this morning. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers expected atop of 29 degrees for Port Macquarie. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Mid-North Coast news. The search for two missing backpackers continuing today. Emergency crews set to deal with quite the task as wet and windy conditions are expected to hit the region. Since reported missing on Monday morning, after a number of personal items were found at Shelley Beach, a major water and ground search has been underway, seeing police, SES and divers all join the effort. No signs yet in relation to the whereabouts of the 20-year-old man from England or the 21-year-old from France. Advice from experts late yesterday have seen air and sea searches scaled back. However, sweeps across the coastline and foreshore will continue over the coming days. Local governments across the country being urged to do more to protect their communities from worsening bushfires driven by climate change. Over 65 council leaders, academies and community groups have met in Katoomba, New South Wales, to develop a new way to tackle longer, more intense bushfire seasons fueled by climate change. A local face making the commitment, with representatives from Port Macquarie Hastings Council attending the meeting. Climate Council's Professor Leslie Hughes says there is a number of ways that weather can impact the severity of bushfires.
Very dry conditions can make vegetation far more flammable if there is an ignition. But most importantly, very hot conditions on a particular day mean that a fire that does get started is far more likely to spread and to become more intense.
Fishers across the Port Macquarie region getting a boost. A new recreational fishing wharf being constructed at the former Hastings River Fishermen's Cooperative building site, thanks to $100,000 in funding from the New South Wales Recreational Trust. In addition to the wharf, improved fish cleaning facilities will also be installed at North Haven and Lake Cadai by Easter holidays. Now to sport. In previewing games ahead in the Mid-North Coast Cricket Council and teams taking to the pitch this weekend for Round 14 contests. The 5th place Rovers are at home to bottom of the table Nulla. Port City League's Magpies welcome in Macquarie. Warhope RSL play host to Wingham. While in the final game of the round, it's Port Macquarie Pirates up against United. No game for Taree West, the boys able to put their feet up thanks to the scheduled bye. Only a handful of games left in the home and away season. Currently, it's Wingham sitting on top of the ladder, having won the most games of any team, notching up 7 victories. The Wingham vs Warhope match set to be a good one this weekend as first takes on second. Right across the Mid-North Coast, that's the latest local news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light southwesterly wind blowing at the present time. It's producing really clean, classic surfing conditions, especially on those southern headlands. And the southern headlands have a few nice waves this morning. The swell's out of the northeast wave size. It's only small at the present time, with waves around that 2 feet mark, with the occasional biggest set coming through. We do have high tide around 11 o'clock today, and it is a big high tide, so don't expect those waves to get much bigger than that 2 foot today. Low tide is around 5:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 20 to 22.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Okay, first up to the courts, and Gwyneth Paltrow has said a skier who accused her in a lawsuit of seriously injuring him at a resort was actually the one who plowed into her from behind, and he also apologised at the time. The plaintiff referred to it as a hit and run and is seeking US $3.1 million in damages. The Red Hot Chili Peppers threw the script away and the set list as they wowed fans in their high-octane show that left Sydney fans mesmerised last night. We'll find out from newsman Lee Jollo tomorrow what he thought of the show. And country music great Troy Cassidale plays our sponsors Southwest Rocks Country Club tonight in a sold-out show. Troy's Greatest Hits 2 CD set is also out now too. What can we expect?
Well, here's the easy part. Now, when I get to the show tonight, I've got a set bunch of tunes I've got as a guide, but because I'm playing acoustic, the show can go anywhere. And I actually really do encourage the fact that I can look at that set list and think, well, if someone sings something out that's a little bit random, I'm happy to go there. And you can't do that with a band. You can't turn around to the band and say, hey, remember this song we played 12 years ago?
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M and Strawny for brekkie and Marina with the traffic not far away. ABBA and Mamma Mia. Yeah, I saw you. Your head back in the car there singing the chorus. Good on you. It's a great song. 7 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Australian today, their lead story is our carbon apocalypse. Labor's 45% emission reductions target would push electricity prices 50% higher, independent modelling finds. Also, coal collapse, a good thing. Miles, a senior Labor MP, has declared it would be a good thing if thermal coal sector collapsed. In the Sydney Morning Herald today, their lead story is shock over new tunnel depths. Residents fear that new plans to tunnel as shallow as 12 metres below homes along the West Connects route will lead to widespread damage above the motorway in Sydney's inner west. Also, legal threats to refugee transfer. The Morrison government could face dozens of expensive legal cases over its plans to transfer sick refugees and asylum seekers to Christmas Island instead of the Australian mainland, with lawyers and advocates confirming they're preparing to launch court action. Also, top miner puts cap on coal after shareholder pressure. Australia's largest coal miner, Glencore, will cap its global coal output as current levels in the wake of pressure from activists and shareholders as part of a pivot towards minerals used in renewable technologies. And in the Telegraph, their lead story is rub out the grubs. League Immortal draws a line in the sand on NRL shame. Kangaroos coach and recently inducted Immortal Mal Meninga has had enough. He wants the NRL to bench stars charged by police during the code's summer of shame until their cases are heard by the courts. Also exclusive, Medivac, a one-way ticket. Legal advice to the Attorney General has revealed Labor's Medivac law to bring boat people to Australia contains a loophole that means the government has no power to return them to Manus or to Nauru. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. Don't forget the lottos tonight. What is it? $30 million on offer. Get your ticket today.
Strawny.
Triple M Mid-North Coast City. Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler, right by Town Beach. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. It's 11 past 7. Mr. Producer has been to other parts earlier on in the week, but he's here today, and I knew he was going to be here. So I've recorded my kazoo song. I couldn't do it with you in here looking at me. I wouldn't make it through. It's award-winning stuff. I don't know who thought of this promotion, but anyway, it's time to do it. I have recorded the song I've done for you this morning. I couldn't do it live because I knew he was going to be. Hey, listen,
it better be good then.
Hey,
it better be good.
Well, it's not. It's I say I openly apologise before I do it. I murder every one of these songs. What about yesterday? Karl Lagerfeld, obviously a legend. $100 million in the will to the cat.
Oh.
Can you believe it? Remember the scene in Austin Powers, like the going for world domination, stroking one of those bald cats? I mean, just thinking, what is the world coming to? Married at first sight and a bloke stroking a cat, leaving it $100 million. The world's gone mad. And I'm doing this competition.
Elton John brings his farewell tour to Hope Estate Hunter Valley, January 2020. Tickets on sale Friday, February 15 from Ticketek. Triple M's.
Don't go faking my part. Yeah, don't go faking my part, and I have done it too. Not only have I murdered this Elton John song on the kazoo, I've recorded it because I knew he was coming in here. All right, 13:27:10. What is the name of this Elton John song? There it is. Now, how could I have done that if you were here? Did you recognise it? You reckon there's a hope this is going to go off or not?
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
when something comes in your mind,
yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully. Let's go to Taylor's arm. Hello, Fiona. Now, I'm apologising in advance for that. What do you think it is?
Oh, you killed it.
Yeah, I know I did. What do you think it is?
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. It is not Rocket Man. All righty. We go to Julie. Good morning in Port Macquarie. G'day, Julie.
Hello.
What song do you think it was?
Crocodile Rock?
Crocodile Rock would be 100% right! Julie, this is the last time we're going to see him perform. You have two tickets. How about that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you got it. If no one got it, I would have never heard the end of it. It's Triple M, more of Don't Go Faking My Heart tomorrow. We've got another double pass to give away. Yeah, this is the song I murdered. It's 7:15.
Strawny.
Well, here he is. He's on tonight at our wonderful Southwest Rocks Country Club, and he's got one of the family with him as well, Troy Cassidaly. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Troy.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners. Now, look, my daughter had a choice. Go overseas and spend her own money she saved from her day job, or come on the road and have a gap year with Dad. She chose the latter.
Good on you, Troy. Look, I know it's been a really massive 6 months for you. The Greatest Hits double CD came out late last year, and absolutely fantastic. More golden guitars, and, you must be getting near a record.
Look, I'm actually one off the record that Slim set, and it doesn't sit really well with me, Strawny. I'm not one for... I'm sort of like Mark Taylor, I guess, now approaching the Don's record and actually feeling like I should be declaring. And I just don't really feel comfortable with it, but I feel very proud to have won 37 golden guitars. But at the same time, I think I might hang off on my nominations for a while and let someone else do it because it's not my style.
Remember, it was 340, and he went out, didn't he? 340.
Yeah,
he
never
passed the Don.
And I think that's the highest mark of respect anyone can give someone, and I feel the same for Slim, you know?
Yeah, the Slim Dusty set is going gangbusters here. There's so much history there. If you haven't been there, a lot of locals, when it's on their doorstep, don't go there. And, Troy, let's talk about that. I mean, in years to come, when you'll be talking to kids that are entering, tell us about your early stage and hanging around with Slim.
Look, I was fortunate because I went to Tamworth early in my life. I had quite a few times where I got to catch up with Slim, especially as a young bloke, first of all, starting in my career. And he always had positive words to say to a lot of us, whether it was myself, whether it was Keith Urban, Casey Chambers. He embraced the whole gamut of what country music stood for. And that, to me, Strawny, is one of the testaments to someone who really does love their industry. And I'm trying to take a leaf from Slim's book on this too, because I think there's room for everyone in it. And I learned so much. And when Slim gave us a little bit of advice, it's something you carry with you for your whole life. And he said one thing to me. He said, put the blinkers on like a good racehorse. He said, and look forward. Don't even look side to side and worry about what anyone else is doing. He said, just run your own race. And ever since he said that to me, I actually never, ever worry about what anyone else is doing. You know, myself and a lot of people of my age, like Lee Kernaghan and all the other artists in our industry here, we all look out for each other these days. There's no competition, and I think that's the best way to be.
Yeah, I think it's different with country music. You're dead so right. Now, tell us about Jim. What's she doing in the show?
Well, she's opening up the show, and I think for anyone that comes along to this show at Southwest Rocks will see something pretty special. And I know everyone raves about their kids, Mark, and they all think they're pretty good. I've never been a stage dad. I'm the furthest thing from a stage father. What I saw in her, she just went to the Country Music College last January and came through that two-week course, absolutely loving it, 10 times more if it was ever possible. And she's just a beautiful little singer, and she's just starting to write songs. So I thought, what a great way to be able to come and have a look at our country. And obviously back down the mid-north coast, you know, back around my place where I grew up and cut my teeth, I'll get to show her all the little tiny things that affected me as well.
Gee, it's going to be a great show. Troy, interesting. How do you select what you're going to play in the show? You've got done so much material over the years. Obviously, you've got your golden guitar songs that the latter ones in particular, they've got to get a run. How do you actually generate the song list you're going to play for us tonight?
Well, here's the easy part. Now, when I get to the show tonight, I've got a set bunch of tunes I've got as a guide. But because I'm playing acoustic, Mark, this show can go anywhere. And I actually really do encourage the fact that I can look at that set list and think, well, if someone sings something out that's a little bit random, I'm happy to go there. And you can't do that with a band. You can't turn around to the band and say, hey, remember this song we played 12 years ago? I can look within myself and go, okay, if I can remember the words to this, we are in business. And I really enjoyed the feel of doing a show like this, and I wanted to do it for a long time. Tommy Emmanuel said to me, he said, just when you think you're giving people less by not having a band, he said, you're actually giving them more of yourself. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty big statement, and it's so true with the shows we've done already.
Fantastic. You've got to play Long Way Home. Any fisherman will demand you play that song. And just on that, how is the bass tally now that we're well and truly towards the end of summer? Any 40-pluses?
Well, there's a couple of 40-pluses because we're in the midst of actually selling our farm and moving to a smaller place. I've been actually fishing a lot harder than I normally have because I know I won't have access to the river where we get in. So, look, it's been incredible. There was a couple of 44s and I was totally, totally over the moon with them. I've never seen ones like that for a long time out there.
Good on you.
The storm's brought them on for us, mate. As soon as you have a storm the night before, get your backside in that kayak and get out there because it seems to wake them up.
And also, just before you go, Troy, talking about young people, our own Blake O'Connor. Now, I had him on the show when he was about 14 doing Ed Sheeran covers in a segment we had called The Song Remains the Same. Are you impressed with him? Great win at Star Maker.
Oh, mate, I met him at the after-show party after the Golden Guitars, and what a polite young man and what a beautiful voice. I spoke to one of the judges at Star Maker, and they said he was a lay-down mazir to win from the get-go, as soon as he opened his mouth and started playing guitar. And I think the Mid-North Coast should be really proud of kids like this, because not only has he been touring around with people like Brooke and
Adam,
and Brooke and Adam as well, yeah. They've sort of taken him under their wing, which is fantastic. And, you know, I think we all stick together. Like I say, he's going to do great. He actually has the talent to get in there, and he had shows booked already after he won Star Maker, and that proves to me that he's a working musician.
Great stuff. Troy, can't wait to see you tonight. Now, if you'd like a double pass, although Troy's selling the farm, part of his farm, I think like every mug farmer in the world, they have a certain brand of tractor. If you can tell me the brand of tractor Troy Cassidale has on his farm, 132710, we've got a double pass, and also I will throw in the Troy Cassidale Greatest Hits Deluxe 2-CD set as well, 132710. What brand of tractor does Troy Cassidale have on his farm? And I'll give you a massive clue. It's a grey one.
Yes, and it's addicted to WD-40. Everyone will know what that's all about.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Strawny for breakfast.
Triple A, Mid-North Coast, Strawny for brekkie, and Cat Stevens, classic hits, and remembering the days of the old school yard, which is a long time ago for me. When did I leave? 1977. I left school from the P and High at age 15. It's a long time ago. 13 past eight. Let's talk about the money.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's go to Smithtown, home of the Tigers, and say a very good morning to Craig. G'day, Craig. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. I bet your Smithtown Oval looks a bit sort of bare at the moment and brown, eh?
Yeah, it's not too bad. A little bit of rain there this morning, which is good.
Yeah, mate, we need another bucketful. They say between 10 and 20 mils today. That should help it green up a bit. Craig, to get the $1,000 for Jerome and the team at 40 Winks, I've simply got to spin up your birthday champion. What number are we looking for you?
We'll go 29, thank you.
29 for Craig at Smithtown. All right, come on, 29. Come on, 29. No, you rotten thing. It just went straight past and landed on Shane Warne's number 23. Oh, can't give you the cash, Craig, but I've got your phone number, your details, end of the month, which is only a matter of days away. Christy will draw the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win it. Best of luck, champ, and I hope it keeps running. It's beautiful Smithtown.
Good on you, Stoney. Thanks, mate.
Okay, buddy. Other birthdays today. We've got Gloria Moran birthdaying today. Is that right? Happy birthday, Gloria. Lots of love comes from daughter Julie, sons Mark, Tash, and all the family, Gloria. Have a great day. People like Gloria are sharing their birthdays with the likes of one of Australia's greatest runners, Ron Clark, born on this day. Also, Jennifer Love Hewitt and the one and only Kelsey Grammer, all born on February 21. It's Triple M coming up Tradie Thursday in under half an hour.
Our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yeah, Caleb is out and about today for ARB in the industrial area. And good morning, Caleb. Where are you, champion?
Morning, Strawny. I'm out at Highline Joinery in the industrial area in Port Macquarie, off Marigold Road. There's about 10 blokes here at the moment. I'm joined by Mark. He's been here about 20 years, the longest out of anyone. How are you, Mark?
Good, mates, mate. Yeah, good. G'day, Strawny.
G'day, Mark. How are you? Mark, sound like the dog with the hair lip. And it's really funny with you saying, joining me, Caleb, because you're at a joinery.
Yeah. I planned that perfectly, Strawny. That took me a while to think of, but I planned it. So, well, Mark, whereabouts do you guys supply to? And what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, primarily it's all kitchen manufacturer. And we supply anywhere from, you know, all of course locally, Coss, Taree area, Foster, Newcastle. Yeah.
So all over the shop. And I said before, you've been here about 20 years. Are you the longest serving out of anyone here?
Yeah, mate. I think they got to a point where they started feeling sorry for me and just left me here.
So they can't get rid of you. That's what you're saying. <Pretty much. laughs>
Hey, Mark, with all the cooking shows that are on now today, has that caused people to do renos on their houses, that they want to have the schmick-looking kitchen because they're spending more time in it?
I think so, Strawny. I think that's one of the factors, but like, there's a lot comes into it. But, yeah, that's more than likely some of it, yeah.
All right. Now, Caleb, I bet you never... Christy and you never bring anything back from Tradie Thursday. What are these blokes devouring out there at the beautiful Highline Joinery?
Well, they've already finished it, but I've got all the tumblegum baked goods that I brought them and the oat milks, but it's all gone already.
I'll bet it is. Yeah, rotten thing. No, I never get anything back. But anyway, fantastic. Now, Mark, as you know, with Tradie Thursday, you're in the draw to win the camping chairs at the end of the month. You also get to play your favourite rock song. What are you after, champ?
Born to be Wild, mate. And can we dedicate that to a fellow we call Chop? He works in our paint shop.
Sure, no worries. Well, for Chop, this is your song. Mark, thanks very much for being part of Tradie Thursday. If you'd like us to come to your place and bring Caleb and all the goodies that he never brings anything back, just log on to triplem.com.au. Good on you, Mark. Thanks, Caleb.
Thanks, Strawny. Good on you, Strawny. Thank you, mate.
Triple M,
Rocker.
Triple M, Tradie Thursday. Ah, Mark and the fantastic joinery group there at Highline Joinery's favourite song, Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf. More coming up next Thursday. Thanks to the great team, Michael and his crew at ARB, 4x4 Accessories on Hastings River Drive. It's Tradie Thursday as we rock the tradies every Thursday.
Triple M traffic.
VCU, your local home loan specialist. Come and visit the team at our Gordon Street store today.
Yeah. Phone Ranger Jim in his truck this morning. Now, Jimmy, it's been a bad morning for accidents. We've got another one to report.
Yeah, mate, there's a car on the infield between Kew and the Moorlands exit. We've got emergency services have just arrived. Looks like there's a couple of people still there.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Now, is that north or southbound, mate?
Southbound, mate.
Southbound. Moorland near Jericho Road. Okay. We'll keep an eye out for that. Please, people, slow down. Thank you, Jimmy. And also a reminder, that accident at Cassegrains. Well, it's in between Cassegrains and the donut. Looks like it's quite serious. So I hope everything's okay there, involving a car and a motorcycle. And also Collongalook, a car accident there involving three cars, about 4K south of Collongalook. Keep your lights on. Take it easy out there this morning, people.
Triple M's flight times.
Just spoke to Leanne at the Port Macquarie Airport. All good with QF2165, your Qantas Link flight. 10:10 out of Port Macquarie. She'll get you into Sydney around 20 to 12 once you arrive in Sydney today. Showery 25, currently 20. It's Triple M, the Mid-North Coast today, coming up.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, we have plenty on today, which includes the Kempsey Legal Aid Civil Law Advice Clinic. It's on today between 10 and midday at the Durry Aboriginal Corporation Medical Service in York Lane, Kempsey. Also, if you love singing and you're a male, a bloke, a reminder, Blokes Notes are meeting tonight, as they do every Thursday at 6:30 at the Mac Adams Centre in Port Macquarie. Also, the ladies at the CWA who are off over Christmas, the tea rooms back in operation in Port Macquarie near the Town Green. They are doing Devonshire teas and their beautiful scones and raisin toast from 9 this morning. And look, if you love your golf, don't miss this one. We've got the 72-hole Australian Ladies Golf Classic teeing off at Bonville this morning. And, gee, that is going to be some type of 4 days of golf. If you can get to Bonneville, you'll absolutely love it. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union right here at Triple M.
With love, health and friends.
And that's it for us on the show today. If you missed any part of it, head to the website, triplem.com.au. Go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day. Ray after nine on 131 873.